Okay, our friends. So today we are reading, today, my friends, we are reading a story about a holiday favorite snack, a gingerbread man. But because we continually find silly stories, today's gingerbread man is not just any gingerbread man. He is the gingerbread man loose on the fire truck. That's right. Why not? Today's story was written by Laura Murray. It's illustrated by Mike Lowry. And it is read today by Mommy and...
Daddy.
Not Daddy.
Chicky.
Mommy and...
Chicky.
Chicky. And we have a special guest today, don't we? What's your name?
Vim.
Vim. Cousin Vim is here with us today. It's true. So we've got Chicky.
My name is Chicky.
Chicky and Vim and Mommy all reading a fun story. Let's go.
Whoever can be chicken wing.
Philip told you you should be chicken wing? Oh my goodness. You can be whoever you want to be.
No. My name can be chicken wing.
Oh, yes. Your name. Well, if you would like me to call you chicken wing, I will.
Everyone will think I'm a chicken.
No, all right. Then let's read our story. Are you ready?
My name is Chicky, so everybody thinks I'm a chicken.
Let's read. On a bright Monday morning, my teacher breezed in. Let's all make a circle. It's time to begin. She winked, then she whispered, our field trip's today. The classroom erupted with shouts of... No, it's... Hooray!
Hello.
We're riding the bus to the big fire station to meet firefighters and spot their Dalmatian. What is a Dalmatian? Do you know? It's a type of dog. There's a very famous movie about 101 of them. They are white and black polka dots. Do you know? Okay. Sophia leaned down and said, you're coming too. You're our gingerbread man. We couldn't leave you. Just jump in my backpack. I'll give you a ride. There's a pocket for you over here on the side. So this story is being told to us by a gingerbread man.
What?
I know. I didn't know they could talk, but turns out they can. The pocket was cozy. I peeked from the top. The bus drove for miles, then came to a stop. In front of a building with shiny red doors stood two firefighters from Company 4. Did you know that firefighters in their fire stations have numbers on their fire stations? That's how they know which fire station they need to go to each day. Mm-hmm. This tells them I go to which fire station. I'm going to go to fire station number 4 today. Mm-hmm.
Maybe number station.
Yeah, or maybe...
Zero?
Yeah, or number zero. Who knows?
What number infinity?
I don't know if fire station infinity exists, but I sure hope it does. One had on gear for a quick demonstration, and standing beside him was Spot, the Dalmatian. So we can see in the picture what kind of things a firefighter wears. A helmet, some goggles, an axe. An oxygen tank? Are they going swimming? What do they need the oxygen tank for?
Mm-hmm. Breathing.
Yeah, it's because they can't breathe the air if it's covered in smoke, can they? It's not good. A flashlight, some gloves, some boots, and then their dog Spot. Yeah. I was jostled and jiggled as kids moved about. Then I fell from the pocket, right on the dog's snout. Spot sniffed at my face, making one sticky lick. Uh-oh. Do dogs like to eat things like gingerbread?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Oh, you better. They will chomp him right up. Watch. I needed a trick to get out of there quick. He tossed me up high with his mouth open wide, but I flipped toward his tail and slid down like a slide. Whee! This gingerbread man is a smart guy. Got out of there just in the nick. My feet hit the ground. I took off for the station. But right on my heels was that hungry Dalmatian.
I'll run and I'll dodge as fast as I can. I'm not a dog bone, I'm the gingerbread man.
He'd better run.
The class didn't notice. They tried on black boots and helmets and air tanks and big, heavy suits.
Have you ever thought about how heavy a fireman's outfit might be?
Yeah, because it's that really thick, heavy, rubbery stuff.
And I bet you it feels really heavy to put it on.
I dashed to the fire truck, jumped in the seat. Whew! I was almost a sweet doggy treat.
He might have gotten eaten.
I hopped on the steering wheel, gave it a spin, and yelled out, honk, honk, with a big cookie grin. The wheel spun past gauges and switches and knobs and all kinds of buttons that do different jobs. I'll vroom and I'll zoom as fast as I can. I'll steer this big truck. I'm the gingerbread man.
But should a gingerbread man be driving a fire truck? Probably not, don't you think? Because they're just a piece of baked goods. I don't know if they should be behind heavy machinery. Let's see.
Then I heard someone whistle. Spot trotted away. So I jumped through the window without a delay and I landed on top of a big silver bowl. Oh no! I cried out as I leapt for a pole. I shimmied right up.
Did you know that fire stations have poles to go up and down instead of stairs? Do you know why? It's much faster to go down a pole than it is to go downstairs. Going downstairs takes longer. And they have every second counts when you're going to stop a fire.
And then I sprang from the top and I jumped on a bed with a big belly flop. There were several more bunks with their covers pulled tight for each firefighter who stayed through the night. I bounced on each bed on my way to the door and then into a room with a bright checkered floor. I peeked around the corner and smelled something yummy. A grumbling sound rumbled up from my tummy.
Oh, what has he found? It's the kitchen, right? Yeah, that's where all the firemen have their meals.
I spotted a fireman filling up bowls with five-alarm chili and buttery rolls. And all of a sudden, I heard a loud noise.
Shall we be fire engine sounds?
Woo! Fire!
One shouted,
"No lunch for us, boys."
And they rushed to the bunk room and slid down the pole. I followed behind them, then peered down the hole. Spot wasn't there, a sure sign of good luck, so I slipped down the pole and then jumped on the truck. I'll ride to the rescue as fast as I can. I want to help, too. I'm the gingerbread man.
Now we have to be... So we were the sound of the alarm. There was a fire alarm in...
And now we have to be...
Now we have to be...
Man.
Now we have to be the truck. Everybody's on board.
Went the sirens, the lights flashed around, and as I zoomed past my classmates below on the ground, we sped through the streets, and I clung to the back, near ladders and hoses piled up in a stack. The engine pulled up, and the firefighters jumped out, and we rushed for the hydrants and opened the spout. I spied a large house with a shed near the back. Smoke rose from its window, all sooty and black.
Well, I know for this for sure. If I was a baked good, I would not want to smell like smoke.
I'll put out that fire as fast as I can. I know I can help. I'm the gingerbread man. I grabbed the hose nozzle and gave it a pull, but that hose whipped and bucked like a rodeo bull.
What's a rodeo ball?
Bull? I'm so glad you asked. So in some parts of the world, they have something called a rodeo. It's when a cowboy gets on a great big bull, the boy cow, with the sharp pointy bull horns. And they try to ride it around when it's all angry. And it jumps and it kicks. And if you fall off it, you can get squished.
What?
It's true, but people like doing it. They go to see people do it all the time.
The water whooshed out and it deuced the old shed, and the powerful spray shot the hat from my head.
What?
That's a lot of water, isn't it?
The chief ran up quickly and dove on the hose. She crawled her way up till we came nose to nose.
Look, everyone, it's the gingerbread man. Now, where did you come from?
Said Fire Chief Anne. I came with the children to visit the station, but I almost got eaten by Spot the Dalmatian. I had to escape from the hungry crumb snatcher, so I jumped on the truck when I heard your dispatcher.
Good thinking, Smart Cookie. We're glad you hopped on. You wrestled that hose till the fire was gone.
We packed up the truck and drove back to the station. We pulled in the drive to a standing ovation.
Do you know what an ovation is? Mm-mm. It's when people stand up and clap for you, real loud.
Your gingerbread guy was a brave little man. He doused every flame,
announced Fire Chief Anne. The children applauded and shouted out,
Yay!
They held me up high, yelling,
You saved the day! You're really a hero. You're part of our crew, but you're missing your hat. So we have one for you, a shiny red helmet from Company 4. There are more for your classmates stacked up by the door.
He gave them, the fireman gave them all hats, fireman hats.
I tried on my helmet and shouted, Woohoo! I'm the gingerbread man and a fireman too.
So that's pretty amazing, isn't it? That he was such a helpful gingerbread man? Do you look for ways to help too?
Of course I do.
Of course you do.
And of course I go the beach goodbye.
Yeah. And that, my friends.
Chicken wing.
And that, my friends, is.
I'm a banana.
Let's all say the end. Ready? The end.